Older adults are at higher risk of getting very sick from the coronavirus. Retirement communities need to be ready. Westminster Village is a continuing care retirement community in Bloomington with around 340 residents and 240 staff. Westminster Chief Operating Officer Matt Riel tells Ryan Denham they had a head start on coronavirus preparation because it's flu season, meaning they have vaccination policies and hygiene infection control practices in place.
This is kind of, you know, our normal operating procedure, especially heightened during the normal flu season, which is still ongoing, and every year is a challenge to all senior living facilities. So that being said, obviously with this new outbreak that has been thrust upon us, you know, we're meeting every day. There is communications with the state of Illinois, discussions and information being shared by the CDC, our local health department. We have great connections and collaborations with all those organizations. And so it's just the sharing of information. We're having staff meetings three times a day. We've ensured that we're in a good position to have all types of personal protective equipment, all types of equipment that would be reasonable and necessary following CDC guidelines should we be in a position that we ever believe there was some type of concern that happened. As of our discussion with public health yesterday, there is no known or confirmed case that has been reported in any long-term care facility in Illinois. That doesn't mean we're not very vigilant in terms of how we look at that, but that's the current state of things.
Have you made any changes to visitor policies? What kind of vendors or contractors can come onto the campus?
Yes, actually, just today, the Bloomington Election Commission has been fantastic to work with. Westminster is a polling place, and they have worked really well with us. We are not going to be a polling place. There's information about where that is going to be moved to that will be released by the Election Commission here shortly. So that's limiting the contact. Because we're a continuing care retirement community, we do have a skilled nursing facility licensed areas, and there are specific recommendations about visitors. We are limiting visitors. The CDC has released a questionnaire about travel, about exposure, about signs and symptoms, and any visitor that is exhibiting those or answers yes to one of the prescribed questions has been asked not to visit. Visitors under the age of 18 at this time are also on that list, and that's for areas outside of Metro Chicago. So we're instituting that. Even in the community at large, we have signage and points where we're reminding all visitors or interested visitors, again, of those signs and symptoms. We've put out mass communications to all residents, to families. We've put that on our webpage, referencing information from the CDC and the World Health Organization. So it's been kind of a all-hands-on-deck approach and hopefully being proactive and putting these processes into place is going to help limit potential exposure for our residents.
What are the most frequent questions you're fielding from your residents at this point?
Actually, our residents have really appreciated, you know, communication here. Whatever we're doing is always the key. So we've always made it a priority to be proactive. So I think in putting out information in a quick manner, educating all our staff, having points of reference for staff that may get a question is super important. So I hope that our residents and their families feel super comfortable that, you know, we're on top of this, that we're monitoring, because the reality is that the recommendations are really changing daily at times. And so they just feel comfort knowing that we're communicating with them. And I wouldn't say it's necessarily a specific question, just that are we aware and what have we done? And I think they've seen by the communications and the on the forefront of getting that information out to them has really, you know, helped put their mind at ease that we are taking this seriously and that we have implemented these measures and we're going to follow whatever we're continued to recommend to do and take appropriate steps to make sure everyone is safe.
I typically don't like to ask super hypothetical questions, but it seems warranted in this case. What happens next week if we wake up and you do have a suspected or confirmed case of the coronavirus at Westminster?
Obviously, we're talking about what is the present situation, but we've already had multiple discussions about what our next steps. And one of the, you know, great things about an organization such as ours, and you know, skilled nursing really focuses on planning for these contingencies. So we are in close collaboration with the health department, have great relationships with both hospitals, and on our campus, we have the ability to both segment populations, cohort populations, and if the, you know, instance were to truly happen, we do have the ability to isolate or maybe, as some would say, quarantine a person in particular, and we have the ability to work on pressures in rooms. They recommend negative pressure and air exchanges with HEPA filters in terms of segregating or segmenting a group of people or a particular person to a room. And so that's best practice as recommended by the CDC. So we've already had internal discussions of, you know, we have lots of places and lots of ability here to put people in different situations where they're away from someone who may have been affected, and both for staff, residents, and visitors. So we have lots of capabilities at Westminster Village, if that truly happened, in terms of taking immediate steps to isolate a person or groups of persons. And then obviously the recommendation from there is to work with your local health department and Department of Public Health in terms of next steps for that. But we've already put those things, I mean, we already have those discussions in place, and we have the ability to do that if those types of things would arise.
That's all my questions, Matt, but I want to end with, what are the questions that you have? What are sort of the big unknowns that are sort of tumbling around in your head at this point?
We don't have lots of questions. I actually think both state, local, and federal government bodies and agencies have done a great job of communication. I think this is where some of the technologies and the ability to mass communicate has really helped us get information quickly and to all the right people. And so from that standpoint, of course, we're, you know, always concerned about the unknown, and that's a natural human response. You know, really our main thing is as we talk to other people and providers and really tell the community, it's not so much a question of us, it's that to really just think of all those providers, whether it be hospital settings, skilled nursing settings, senior living communities, EMS personnel. You know, there's human beings out there who have families and they're working and really doing the best they can in a potentially worrisome situation. And so lots of organizations have the ability to say, you know, we're shutting down operations for 2 weeks, or we're not going to have classes, or, you know, things like that. The reality is, for healthcare providers, every day we're taking care of people and helping people live their lives. And so be patient, be kind, think about the staff and loved ones that are, you know, going and doing the best. And again, we're not faced with that exact situation, but the unknown obviously worries people, and just being supportive of those frontline people, nurses, CNAs, medical professionals who are going in every day knowing that, you know, they're dealing with a difficult situation. So how we support staff and our community doing that is probably the biggest thing right now.
That's Westminster Village Chief Operating Officer Matt Real speaking with Ryan Denham. As Real mentioned, the Westminster polling place for Tuesday's primary election has been moved. It's now at the Doubletree Hotel and Conference Center in the Brickyard No. 2 room.